Happy September. This is Jan Brett, and this is my September Hedgegram. Every month, I take a little time to talk about my work as a children's illustrator and storyteller. I had a wonderful experience recently. I wanted to find out more about octopuses, because they are the main character in my new book, along with a mermaid. Octopuses are very hard to draw. They are great shape changers, having no bones. They have the ability to change color and pattern, and they even can change the texture of their skin. Their eight arms are really too much for our human minds to track. They are able to be so graceful and facile. The astounding thing is their intelligence, though, and their willingness to be curious and interact with humans. I was given the opportunity to meet an octopus, Sai, a young giant Pacific octopus who lives at the New England Aquarium in Boston. Her premier caretaker is Bill Murray, and he introduced us. I prepared by reading everything I could find about octopus, but hit pay dirt when I found that one of my favorite authors, Cy Montgomery, has written a compelling and illuminating nonfiction work about her experiences with octopuses at the aquarium. I love chickens, and Cy's book, Birdology, was my multiple Christmas present for many of my friends. Her book, Soul of an Octopus, was my magic carpet for a start to understand these amazing creatures. A few years ago, I had a strange experience at an aquarium in Tampa, Florida. The octopus was free swimming in its tank when it kind of locked onto me and started tracking me and looking me in the eyes. I kind of shrugged it off, thinking it was my imagination, but I felt affected. Then, my daughter and her husband had an experience with a huge 6-foot giant Pacific octopus in the ocean just off their beach in Okinawa, Japan. Months later, they took me snorkeling, and although I'm pretty timid in the coral reefs, I was charmed by the most adorable baby octopus I saw. My son-in-law, Tom, saw it first, only about 3 inches tall, but perfectly formed the color of sand. So this is how my interest was piqued. Then a friend I know from the Boston Symphony, Alan Diner, offered to introduce me to the aquarists at the New England Aquarium. We arrived on a Monday and saw Anna, an octopus I had visited before, who was tending her eggs. Then we saw Sai, who was neatly bunched up in a corner of her beautiful environment, next to but not in the tank with Anna. Soon, Sai was on the move, creating a dazzling display of grace and fluidity. She changed color from whitish pink to red to mottled and made the show even more astounding by raising her skin in various bumps and swirls, including little raised horns where a human's eyebrows would be. After she settled, Bill, her protector and friend, introduced me to her on the aquarium side of the tank. It was like being backstage. After seeing a newly arrived blue lobster, Bill opened her tank. This is a big deal because octopuses are very deft at escaping their tanks. They are very curious, and a huge 6-foot octopus can squeeze through an inch hole or confuse an inauspicious acting human with their formidable bag of tricks. Bill first patted the surface of the water to send vibrations to let her know that he was ready to interact with her. Then he waved a fish, or maybe it was a squid, on a long wand in the water near her. Well, that did it. She was immediately climbing up the tank with her arms out of the water, feeling around for Bill, who she knows and treats like a buddy or sibling. I say sibling because she tests and teases him. She was curious about my arms, which I dropped into the water of her tank. She tastes people with her suckers. They are very forceful, but not icky or creepy. But having said that, I would have to say you respected their strength and sense of purpose. I got the feeling she wanted my hand, and it was being pulled toward the center of her eight arms, which is where her mouth and sharp beak are. You don't want that to happen. Bill's main challenge was helping me pull her arms off like Velcro. They even made a noise like sloppy wet Velcro. She was good-natured about me not wanting to go headfirst into her tank. It was like a big game for her. Strangely, it reminded me of another creature, an African elephant we met in Botswana. He was smart like a dog, but had a mischievous component that wasn't in the man's best friend category. A lot of time went by as I got to know Sai a little better. She decided to liven things up when I wouldn't let her have my hand by giving me a little splash with her jet. Kind of like kids when they kind of splash water at you playfully. Bill would call it and would put his hand up to block the spray. I think they enjoyed playing this game. Sai was like, oh, I've been really good, so now I get to splash you. I was exhausted after the whole intense experience, so much so I went to Starbucks and had a cranberry orange scone, something I never, ever do. I was totally grateful to the aquarium for their generosity in sharing their amazing octopus, especially since they can't be visiting with people too often, as it's not their normal lifestyle. Number one is for their creatures to have a stress-free and as natural as possible life. Now the hard facts are I have to try and pay back for my amazing experience by painting really authentic and characterful octopuses for my book. Even though it is inevitable that I will fall short, it's my instinct to try. Happy drawing and creating your favorite creature, your friend Jan.